KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 33 degrees. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy here today, a high around 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce have announced the 2016 schedule of community events. The complete list can be found under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com, but here are just a few highlights. On April 29th, the Young Professionals of Atlantic Dessert Gala will be held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, with young professionals in the area being recognized for their commitment and outstanding work in the community. On June 17th, there will be a Nine and Wine at the AGCC, a nine-hole golfing event where teams of four play best ball while enjoying a wine tasting and appetizer at every hole. July 16th, here in Atlantic, there's Crazy Days, where local businesses will offer crazy deals for the weekend. August 13th brings you Atlantic Fest, sponsored by First Whitney Bank and Trust, featuring car and motorcycle shows, a bags tournament, crafters, road race, pedal pull, and much more. And June through September, produce in the park every Thursday from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park, offering fresh vegetables, fruits, baked items, and other products from local producers and crafters. September 23rd and 24th, it's Coca-Cola Days here at Atlantic, featuring a tailgate party in the Iowa chapter of the Coca-Cola Collectors Show Swap and Sell Meet. And on October 15th, the annual Fireman's Picnic will take place at the City Park, featuring smoked brisket sandwich and activities, including the Fireman's Parade later that evening. If you're interested in sponsoring or volunteering for any of the events, you can contact the Atlantic Chamber at 243-3017 or go to www.atlanticiowa.com on the web. The Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday agreed to take under advisement until their meeting next week a request from the Schulberg Recreation Area Committee and Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department for $40,000 to help secure a $360,000 Vision Iowa Community Attraction and Tourism, or CAT, grant for improvements to the campground, three-stall restroom, shelter, and shower house at the Schulberg Recreation Area. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Roger Herring, following up on his presentation to the City Council a couple of weeks ago, explained to the supervisors that if Vision Iowa funds are approved sometime this summer after the application is filed next month, there would also be improvements made to the Pellet Wildlife Refuge Park.
One would be some parking spots out there, looking at the possibility of some walking trails and also some birding stations. I don't know if that's a proper terminology, but where you have a place where you can just sit down and quietly sit and hopefully view birds, and because it's filled with all kinds of wildlife in there, and as we would develop it would attract more and more, because there's different kinds of shrubs and other kinds of flora that you can put in there that will attract birds and butterflies and all those kinds of things.
The wildlife park is located just to the west of the dog park on the west side of Lake Number 2 at the Schulberg Rec area. Cass County Conservation Director Micah Lee said the Conservation Board said people who have been using the area as a mudding area for pickups and ATVs created an unintentional groundwork for a trail that could be used for the otherwise underutilized area. He said it would require some grading and addition of a cinder surface similar to the trail around the AMU well field west east of Olive Street near KJAN, making it slightly elevated and before other features could be added.
We've talked about doing like interpretive signage along it, whether it's plant descriptions, wildlife descriptions. There's programs for smartphones now that you scan the little barcode and it'll tell you, we can put stuff on a website and it'll tell you this is a red oak, you know, all the different stuff about it, or picture of a bird you may see out there. Scan that, it'll tell you, play the call that they sound they make.
Lee said another option for that area is a possible fat tire biking trail. Those types of bicycles are more suited to the serious off-road biking enthusiasts and allow the bikes to more easily traverse over almost any terrain, as opposed to the skinny tires used by bikes on paved trail and roads of sorts. The Conservation Board will discuss plans for the Pellet Life Wildlife Area during their meeting later today. Now, the Vision Iowa CAT grant requires a 50% match or $180,000. The City of Atlantic has already committed $100,000 in support of the grant application. In-kind services are expected to meet the 25% requirement for the application, and Trees Forever is providing $2,000 worth of trees to be planted in the area. Those aspects and additional funds raised in donations donations and by local organizations, as well as $40,000 from the Board of Supervisors, if it's approved, and other grant sources are expected to comprise the total 50% match required. Authorities in Council Bluffs said late Wednesday night that they had arrested a man wanted in connection with a March 7th murder, but are still looking for a woman who is a person of interest in the case. At around 4 p.m. Wednesday, detectives with the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division located a Council Bluffs man, 30-year-old Marquise Davis, in a 3500 block of West Broadway in Council Bluffs. The man had been considered armed and dangerous, but Davis was taken into custody without incident and brought to the CID where he was interviewed. Upon conclusion of the interview, Davis was transported to the Pott County Jail and booked on charges of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and first-degree robbery. Two other men were arrested within hours of the March 7th murder of 22-year-old Anthony J. Walker and the attempted murder of another man inside a Council Bluffs home. Authorities, however, are still looking for a white female, 22-year-old Rachel Lewis of Council Bluffs, and are again asking for the public's help in locating her for questioning and the continuing investigation. If you have any information on Lewis's location, contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. There is a picture of her on this same story under the news page at KJAN.com. Authorities say a 30-year-old man is suspected of killing his mother and grandmother at the home they shared in Council Bluffs. Officers arrested Michael Dykeman without incident Wednesday. Pott County jail records show Dykeman remained in custody today on two counts of murder pending $1 million bail. He's accused of killing 63-year-old Jacqueline Dykeman and her mother, 91-year-old Isla Pfeiffer. Police say another daughter of Pfeiffer found the bodies at around 10 a.m. Wednesday. One of the women was stabbed, but the cause of the other's death awaits more investigation. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two men were arrested on separate charges overnight Wednesday and early this morning. At around 12:30 a.m. today, 28-year-old Bradley Edward Sorensen of rural Essex was arrested in the 2500 block of 250th Street. Sorensen was charged with OWI first offense. His bond to the Montgomery County Jail set at $1,000. And at around 10:30 p.m. Wednesday, 46-year-old Troy Daniel Smith of Emerson was arrested in Emerson on a valid Montgomery County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Smith was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. An attempt to execute arrest warrants for a Clarinda man Tuesday evening resulted in the arrest of a woman and the man authorities have been looking for. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said that the deputies went to 500 North 8th Street in Clarinda at around 5:30 p.m. Tuesday to execute arrest warrants for 22-year-old Christopher Weiss of Clarinda for revocation of probation. Weiss was found hiding under a mattress inside the residence. During his arrest, a resident of the home, 26-year-old Brooke Nicole Dawn Washburn of Clarinda, was arrested for interference with official acts. Washburn was being held in the Page County Jail on $300 bond. Pending future court appearances, Weiss was being held on $4,000 bond with regard to the warrants. And a woman from Nebraska who was arrested along with two other individuals on February 10th in Fremont County was sentenced this week to 10 years in prison for a felony charge of conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine. The Fremont County Attorney's Office says the sentence for 32-year-old Stacy Dawn Budenholzer of Omaha was handed down Monday. She'll not be eligible for parole until she served at least one-third of her sentence under Iowa's mandatory minimum sentencing law for methamphetamine distributors. Also arrested during the February 10th investigation was 36-year-old Thomas Knipe of Tabor and 25-year-old Alexia Law of Union, Nebraska. Knipe and Law have pleaded not guilty to their charges. The jury trial for both is slated for May 17th. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.